Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a lot to unpack about last night's Heat loss. Now, for me, the number one thing, Giggles, is Jimmy Butler gutted it out for three quarters. That dude had no business being on the basketball court. He wanted to win, and they needed him out there, and he gutted it out and probably did so at the expense of his own health. We'll find out. I don't know if we'll find out later today. So what? How does this work, Crowder? He has a 330 MRI. That's the word. Now, all the NBA experts, I'm just watching it on ESPN right now. They're talking about Jimmy Butler to miss weeks. But then Jimmy Butler's agent said today, everyone's speculating the MRI is not till 3:30. So how does that work? Will they know immediately? Like once they do the MRI, they'll know immediately if there's damage.
Yeah. So if it's 3:30, it'd be over 4 at the latest, and they can read it immediately. So as it's going, they will know the MRI. They'll know what's going on. They'll see the swelling. They'll see all that. So by 4 o'clock, the Heat will know what's wrong with Jimmy's knee.
Did you see him trying to walk out of the the Philly arena last night? Did you see the video?
I saw the video.
Very slow.
And he was explosive on that knee, and then he grabbed it when he ran back down the court.
It was
so he gutted it out, but I'm interested to see if it's structural damage.
I think it was Ira that tweeted last night, like, watch the final play. Like, Jimmy's in a corner, not part of it. It's all you need to know about how much pain and how how he was gutting it out last night. Like, I mean, he couldn't do anything.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He even after one of the clip you see on SportsCenter when he, I think he drove and made a layup, but then he ran back down and started rubbing his knee. And everybody's like, "Oh, he's fine. Stop being a baby and all that." Listen, those knee injuries, you can gut them out with the adrenaline going and all that. His knee swelled up when it swelled up last night. Crazy. Because of the fact that
my guess was it was like a cantaloupe this morning when he woke up.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. So that whole I'm the tough guy. Hey, stop grabbing your knee. But no, he was gutting it out, and it shows you a lot when your best player on the final play is standing in the corner. And Spo knew,
he had nothing. He couldn't give you anything.
Spo's like, don't give this man the ball. Let's figure out what's going on with the other guys. I would have, I like Tyler to play a little better. But I would say there's no chance that Jimmy plays in the next game.
But with all that being said, the thing I will remember for the rest of time about last night is Nicholas Batum. It's the thing I will remember for the rest of time. I have not seen a performance like that where someone takes over a basketball game at all ends since Teen Wolf. You remember Michael J. Fox surprised everyone by becoming Teen Wolf on the court. 1985. I haven't seen this since 1985. And Teen Wolf on the offensive end and the defensive end was just unstoppable. And Nicholas Batum last night reminded me of Teen Wolf 1985 for the Beavers.
Michael J. Batum.
Yeah. It was insane.
It
was almost comical. When he had the block of Tyler's three,
yes.
I laughed. Did anyone else giggle when he got a piece of Tyler's three?
Tyler needed, I said it.
How old
Tyler
is Nicholas
had
Batum?
To be the guy. 49.
He's 49 years old.
Tyler needed to be the guy early in the game, and Tyler really needed to be the guy when Jimmy got hurt, and Tyler came up short.
At the end, Tyler was doing everything. I think they would have lost by 12 if Tyler wasn't doing what he was doing. But he didn't have a game that he needed to have.
He still,
you know,
came
who came up short?
Short?
Caleb Martin, the guy who I said in the beginning round of the playoffs was gonna ball out. Go ahead, Solana. You want to weigh in on Nicholas Batum and Jimmy Butler? I see you chomping at the bit. You've probably talked about this for a couple hours right after the game last night. Give us your abridged version.
Well, first of all, Nicholas Batum. Damn. Because, yeah. Hey, Maxey goes off last night, fine. Joel Embiid goes off last night, fine. Even Kyle Lowry, like, fine. Revenge game. Nicholas Batum. I looked up the numbers last night during the postgame show. Nicholas Batum was averaging 5.5 points per game this season, and post All-Star break, under 5 points per game this season. He scored in double figures this year 7 times. All season long. And when Caleb Martin missed those 2 free throws and the entire arena exploded because they got free chicken nuggets, Nicholas Batum, it seemed, took that and ran with it, and the entire course of the game changed right
there.
Got
energized.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anything working for them.
They were booing.
Sixers had nothing working for them until Batum started knocking down threes like they were giving out chicken tenders at the Philly Spectrum, whatever they call that stadium now.
The Sixers fans, Wells Fargo Arena, were booing the Sixers like 4 separate times during the first half, and then a couple minutes into the third quarter, you heard the Boo Birds booing their own team down 12. Like, what are you doing booing your team down 12 in the NBA? That's nothing.
They were so bad, they deserved to be booed. Like, they were so bad. Yes. I totally understand them getting booed.
You can't force 9 steals in a game and not take advantage of each and every one of them. The Heat at halftime had 17 points off turnovers. They should have had 29 points off turnovers. And it goes back to a big issue all season long. You had a 14-point lead. That lead should have been 18, 19, 20 points. But Miami didn't take advantage of those opportunities. They end up losing the lead, and then late-game execution. They were bad all season long in the clutch. Unlike last year, this year the Heat were bottom of the league, bottom 5 in fourth-quarter efficiency. And you lost the game. And, yeah, Jimmy's injury didn't help you because, Hawk, it wasn't just one play that Ira pointed out. Go watch that fourth quarter when he's in there. I mean, he's gutting it out, bro, but he's standing in the corner.
I think that's the Crowder's point. So in the second quarter, he's on adrenaline, and he's like, I tweaked it, but I can tough this out. And then probably, my guess is, halftime, no one talk to me. Don't talk about it. Maybe he's on the exercise bike. Certainly the medical team is rubbing it down, icing it, whatever. Gets out there in the third quarter, and he's realizing, that thought that I had after the injury that I can gut this out. And then by the fourth quarter, he's just taking up space out there because he can't do anything.
Yeah, the damn lactic acid done clicked in. Like, you could see it. He was not. And the style that Jimmy plays is physical. You don't want to be physical when you have a bad limb. I felt bad for him. I was supposed to be the guy to come on today to be like, hey, man, stop grabbing your damn knee and play ball. I was watching Jimmy with some sympathy. Like,
yeah,
damn,
he tried, man. That, like, I felt terrible for him. And by the way, if you put it in context, Solana, you're not going into Philly and beating Sixers at full strength when you don't have Jimmy Butler. Sorry, not in a one-game series. No, ain't happening.
I disagree. The Heat had that game, Hawk. They had a three-point lead with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And you know why they lost? It wasn't because the Sixers executed better than Miami on the offensive end. It's because the Heat turned the ball over. Jaime had a brutal stretch. And look, Jaime was excellent last night. Like, he didn't look like a rookie, but he fouled Joel Embiid on the rip-through, and you can't do that at that situation when Embiid hasn't been hitting jumpers all night. You can't have your hand over the guy's arms. And then on the very next possession, he turns the ball over. Sixers come down, Embiid hits a three, your three-point lead. All of a sudden, you're down one with 2 minutes left in the game. And then to not be able to get that inbounds pass in with the game tied and Tyler steps back court. I know people want to say Batum pushed Tyler. He did. But you can't expect that call in that situation. Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez Jr. can't turn the ball over there. You can't have, with 30 seconds left in the game, tie game, the ball in your hands, and you turn it over on a backcourt violation. That can't happen.
Which was a foul on Batum, by the way.
It was, but so what? Like, that, you're not getting that call.
There was a phantom call on Batum later on in the fourth quarter where there was, what was it, an off, before the play whistle, and Batum had, like, it all evens out. So I know a lot of people were insane with anger over that backcourt violation because Batum helped Tyler over the court. But whatever, I don't attribute it to
Hawk,
that.
You can't turn, you. I don't like the idea of season potentially on the line, 30 seconds left in the game or 42 seconds left in the game, and you're inbounding the ball to Jaime Jaquez Jr. right at the half-court line, who now has to find a way to get it to Tyler Hero. Hey, Tyler, come get the ball. Tyler, you go get the ball in the inbounds. I don't like that situation there for the Heat, and it came back to bite them because very next possession down, guess what? They go up three with an and one, which also was kind of a phantom call for Kelly Oubre. I don't know where the foul was on Jimmy Butler. And then to come out of a timeout, I mean, there's still plenty of time to go 2-for-1, get the easy bucket, get the stop, and you draw up a pick and roll for Tyler, but the shot wasn't there. Like, if the best option on that play ends up being a wide open three, no problem with it. But to force a three-pointer over Nicholas Batum, sure, he's 35 years old, but dude's got long arms, and he's been torching you all game.
He's having the Teen Wolf game.
Find a good shot in that situation. The Heat, again, they didn't execute, man.
Use Bam offensively. Was he that tired from guarding? They did not use Bam offensively at all. They didn't run back. I've watched Bam take the ball at the top of the key all season long. I've watched Bam facilitate the offense. They never went back to Bam. They never used Bam offensively. That's what had me hot. I'm like, okay, Jimmy's hurt. Now Bam, it's going to run through Bam. It did not run through Bam. That's what had me hot.
But Crowder, what the Sixers do, as well as anybody in the NBA, they adjusted very well in the second half. I mean, they're just playing drop coverage. Oh, Bam, you're going to go set a screen? Okay, Embiid's not even coming over the top of it. They're going over the screen with whoever's covering Tyler or whoever the ball handler is. And they're letting Bam Adebayo catch anywhere around the perimeter. They're not They're not letting him. He did. He missed two threes early on in the game. And they're not letting Jimmy or Bam get into the paint, which is why, by the way, Tyler Hero took 27 shots because those shots that he took were efficient, quality, mid-range, or three-point looks. He just bricked most of them. It was an off night for Tyler. And that, to me, is very frustrating because after the way he missed last season – with that freak injury, like last night could have been his redemption moment. Hey, look, you
his
guys
Gabe
needed
Vincent
me.
Game. His Max Strus game.
And he went 9 of 27.
Nine. He's better than Klay Thompson.
So we got to get ready now for Friday night. And I'm assuming Jimmy won't be playing on Friday night. And I don't think the Bulls are a spectacular team. It would not surprise me if, even without Jimmy, the Heat beat the Bulls on Friday night. That would not surprise me at all. My guess is, though, facing the Celtics without Jimmy Butler is probably a tough task. That one.
That's a tough task is what
yeah,
you're talking
that
about.
One seems like it would be difficult. But the game tomorrow is 7 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. Why don't we blitz through headlines here? Because Clay Ferreiro is going to join us. I want to have enough time to talk basketball with him. He was obviously engaged in the game last night. And Josh Appel is going to join us later on in the program today. I do want to talk about the Panthers because they get things started this weekend against the Lightning. So let's get headlines here from a sad and sullen Alejandro Solano.
Nicholas Batum, are you effing kidding me, man? That is
wild.
Rough.
That was wild.
That is rough, man. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. If you're one of these people, because I got it today at the gym, you know, everybody couldn't wait to ask me about the game. I get to the gym. Oh, Jimmy tore his MCL. Jimmy's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks. He tore his MCL. Listen, we don't know yet. All right. Even Jimmy's agent was on SiriusXM NBA radio today, and he had some pretty frank words where Bernie Lee is his agent. He says, we're going to see the doctor later today. And it just blows my mind that somebody that wasn't in the arena has come up with a medical timeline of something that literally for us, the person that got hurt and me, the person that has conversations with everyone that gets filtered through, we don't know. So he has a MRI, as Hawk mentioned, coming up in the next hour or so.
I mean, people have eyes, though. they saw what happened. They saw
sure,
what Jimmy was like at the end of the game. They saw him trying to limp out of there.
For sure. But to me, it's dangerous to just start pushing out ESPN, Bleacher Report, CBS. I'm getting notifications. Jimmy Butler out at several weeks.
Well, Woj said, in my opinion, was the fear is there's MCL damage and he'd be out for 3 or 4 weeks.
Damage.
I mean, the guy was walking out of that arena. He looked like Joe Biden.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's no extreme I'm not messing with you. There is no extreme structural damage because he finished the game.
That's not true, Crowder. That's not true. You could play with a torn MCL.
You can play through a
yes, you if
you can play NBA style of basketball with a torn MCL.
Crowder, if there's one ligament in your knee that you can play without,
Solana.
And it could not be a full
tear. Dr. James Andrews.
I tore my MCL.
You don't play at a high level. You've done nothing at a high level your whole life.
That's fair.
Bro,
Crowder, if there's one ligament.
There can be damage done. There could really be damage done. But there's no way you finish the game. You play another three quarters of basketball if your MCL is totally torn. It's no chance.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying there could be a partial tear in the MCL, and he gutted it out. But if there is one ligament that you could play through after tearing, it is the MCL. Like ACL, you'll have no stability. Your knee's going to buckle in and out every opportunity. And if you tear your meniscus, like, you can't put any pressure on your leg. There's no gutting it out when you tear your meniscus. The MCL, like, a lot of athletes tear their MCL, do rehab, avoid surgery, finish off seasons, and then come back from the MCL sprain. So, I mean, we don't know.
Where's your reference point of this?
Well, look it up. Like, that's common knowledge.
I don't want to look it up.
Look it up.
I know it because I've torn my ACL four times. I know about ACL, MCL, LCLs. You're not tearing a ligament and finishing a game, Solana. You're not doing it.
Weak-ass knees over there.
I feel like you could.
No, you can.
I didn't know it was a ligament till just now, but I feel like Solana was pretty confident that you could.
The L in MCL means ligament. The L in ACL is ligament.
We'll see about that.
The medial collateral ligament, by the way, Hawk. Yeah. Anyway,
anterior cruciate
with
cruciate
torn MCL.
Yeah, I mean, he could have a slight tear as well, which obviously is better than a full tear, but probably still end up getting surgery for that. But yeah, I mean, chances he plays tomorrow. I mean, it would be wild if he's out there, bro.
He's not playing tomorrow. His knee, like Hawk said, his knee is a cantaloupe right now.
Especially Crowder, especially after a flight. Like, I always find that interesting because you're not supposed to fly after major trauma to any part of your body because it'll swell up even more when you're 40,000 feet up in the air. This dude literally needed to be carried out of the arena last night, couldn't put any weight on it, jumped right onto a plane and landed today.
These professional athletes' planes, they fly at like 4,000 feet. They get them in, they get them out. They don't live like the rest of us.
Like a drone.
Yeah, they just kind of zoom through. You don't ever see them zooming by?
I used to wear knee sleeves on the flights underneath my Jabot jeans. Y'all know what Jabot jeans are?
I know what Jabot jeans are, and they're very baggy. Of course you needed a sleeve. I mean, you certainly weren't going to. There was no compression with a Jabot jean.
Jabot. That was a Jabot.
Jabot.
You like the R, though. You like the Jabot. Heavy R. Jabot
That's
jeans.
What they are, Jabot jeans.
But it's Jabot jeans, huh? Jabot.
I mean, you may have bought a pair of Jabots at the 45th Street Flea Market.
Jabot jeans.
They're Jabot jeans.
You love them ours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.